This is our analysis of Dell's third quarter earnings results. You want to know about Dell and AI? Get this. Dell just shipped the industry's first enterprise-ready NVIDIA GB200 NVL72 server racks. That's a big deal in the AI world. We're diving into their latest earnings to see how this AI dominance is playing out. We're breaking down Dell Technologies' Q3 FY25 earnings, announced on November 26, 2024. We've got the transcript from their earnings call, the press release, and their performance review presentation, a stack of insights to uncover what's really going on.
Okay, let's unpack this. The headline figures, they're impressive. Dell reported revenue of $24.4 billion, a 10% increase year-over-year. That's strong growth in this economic environment.
It is not just growth for the sake of growth. Their non-GAAP diluted earnings per share jumped to $2.15, a 14% increase. That tells me they're managing costs well and focusing on profitability.
What's fascinating here is that they actually exceeded analysts' expectations.
Really? By how much?
Analysts were expecting earnings of $2.04 per share on revenue of $23.74 billion, so they beat on both counts.
That's a solid performance. I bet investors are pleased with that. What's the primary driver of this success?
AI is the real star of the show. Their Infrastructure Solutions Group, or ISG, is on fire.
Their ISG revenue was $11.4 billion. That's a 34% increase year-over-year.
Within ISG, server and networking revenue was the standout, hitting $7.4 billion, a 58% increase.
58%? That's incredible. What's fueling that kind of growth?
It's the surge in AI server demand. Dell shipped $2.9 billion worth of AI servers just this quarter.
Wow. It sounds like they can't make them fast enough.
You're right. They're ending the quarter with a backlog of $4.5 billion in AI server orders. Just imagine the potential revenue sitting there.
This AI opportunity is massive for Dell. Are they just riding the hype wave, or is this sustainable growth?
That's the million-dollar question.
Right.
What's interesting is that Dell isn't just selling servers. They're providing complete AI solutions. Everything from full rack integration to services, financing, and even custom engineering.
So they're not just providing the building blocks. They're building the entire AI skyscraper.
Exactly. They're positioning themselves for long-term success. Instead of relying solely on selling hardware, they're becoming a crucial partner for businesses trying to adopt AI at scale.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. It's not a one-time sale. It's an ongoing relationship.
It is. And it's not just the tech giants driving this demand. Dell is seeing huge growth in enterprise customers of all sizes adopting AI. They've got over 2,000 unique enterprise customers using their AI solutions.
So AI isn't some niche market anymore. It's becoming mainstream. And Dell is leading the charge. What about their outlook for the rest of the year and beyond? Are they expecting this momentum to continue?
Well, they're projecting Q4 revenue to be between $24 billion and $25 billion, up 10% year-over-year at the midpoint. They also expect their ISG and CSG combined to grow 13% year-over-year.
So despite some concerns about potential economic slowdowns, they're still forecasting solid growth.
Yes, and they're attributing that to continued strength in their server business, driven by both AI and traditional server demand.
So are they giving any specific guidance for fiscal year 2026?
Not specific numbers. But they did share some insights into their expectations. They anticipate continued growth, fueled by three main factors. First, even stronger AI demand as more businesses integrate AI and their existing customers expand their AI deployments.
That aligns with what we've been seeing. The AI wave is only getting bigger. What's the second factor?
They're finally expecting that long-awaited PC refresh cycle to kick in. They mentioned an aging install base of both PCs and traditional servers. That's ripe for an upgrade.
Interesting. So it's not just about AI. Other areas of their business are also poised for growth. What's the third driver?
They anticipate continued strength in traditional servers as businesses modernize their data centers and adopt hybrid cloud strategies.
A three-pronged growth strategy.
Yeah.
AI PCs and traditional servers. Sounds promising. What are some of the potential challenges they might face?
One challenge is the ever-evolving silicon roadmap. There's always the risk of component shortages or delays, which could impact their ability to deliver AI solutions.
That's true. The global supply chain is still a bit unpredictable. What are their other concerns?
Well, while they're expecting that PC refresh cycle, it's still unclear exactly when it will happen or how strong it will be.
Oh, that's a bit of a wild card. Will businesses finally replace those old PCs? Or will they keep putting it off?
Exactly. And when it comes to AI, there's always the question of competition. Can Dell maintain its leading position as other players ramp up their AI offerings.
Those are all valid points, but overall, it sounds like Dell is in a strong position.
Absolutely. They're executing well, capitalizing on the AI opportunity, and demonstrating robust growth across their portfolio.
But looking beyond just the numbers, what does all of this mean for Dell in the long run?
It shows they're not just a hardware company anymore. They're evolving into a full-fledged technology solutions provider with a deep understanding of how businesses can leverage AI to create real value.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
And it positions them well for continued success.
Absolutely. Their focus on AI solutions beyond just selling servers, their commitment to innovation, and their strong financial performance point to a bright future for Dell.
Dell isn't just riding the AI wave. They're shaping it. And that makes them a company to keep an eye on. Now, let's dive a bit deeper into their client solutions group.
So you've been hearing a lot about their success in AI, their record-breaking ISG revenue. But let's not forget about their other major business segment, the client solutions group, or CSG.
Right. CSG is their PC business. And it seems to be facing some challenges. They reported revenue of $12.1 billion for Q3, which is down 1% year over year.
That's right. But the story within CSG is a bit mixed. Commercial PC revenue actually increased by 3%, while consumer PC sales struggled, dropping 18%.
So businesses are still buying PCs. But the consumer market is definitely softer. Why do you think that is?
Well, Dell believes it's partly due to a delayed PC refresh cycle. Many businesses are holding off on upgrading their PCs, waiting for the latest AI-powered models to hit the market.
That makes sense. Why buy a traditional PC when you know AI-enhanced ones are just around the corner? What's Dell doing to prepare for this shift?
Well, they're betting that this pent-up demand will result in a strong PC refresh cycle in fiscal year 2026. They're also pointing to the upcoming end of life for Windows 10 as another potential driver for upgrades.
Ah, right. Businesses still running Windows 10 will need to upgrade their operating system soon. And that often goes hand in hand with a hardware refresh. So, while the PC market is a bit sluggish now, Dell sees potential for growth in the near future.
Exactly. And they're not just waiting around for that refresh cycle to happen. They're actively innovating and developing new PC solutions to appeal to both commercial and consumer customers.
What kind of innovations are we talking about?
Well, they're investing heavily in AI-powered PCs. These offer enhanced battery life, improved performance, and even personalized user experiences.
It sounds like they're trying to set themselves apart from the competition by offering more than just basic PCs. Do you think this strategy will resonate with consumers?
I think so. They're aiming to create a whole new category of AI-enhanced PCs that could drive demand and increase profitability.
Earlier, you mentioned that Dell believes the AI boom will create huge demand for their storage solutions.
Mm.
Can you tell them more about that?
Of course. As businesses deploy more AI applications, they're going to need powerful storage solutions to manage the vast amounts of data involved. Think about all the data required for training, tuning, and running those AI models.
So it's not just about storing the data. It's about being able to access it quickly and efficiently.
Right.
Precisely. AI applications need high-performance storage solutions that can keep pace with those data-intensive workloads.
And how is Dell addressing that need?
Well, they have a wide range of storage solutions, including their PowerScale platform, specifically designed for high-performance AI workloads. They've also announced significant performance improvements in their latest PowerScale models.
What kind of improvements? They've significantly boosted the streaming read and write performance of their PowerScale F710 and F910 models, making them even better suited for AI applications.
Dell is not just talking about the potential of AI-driven storage demand. They're actually delivering the solutions to meet it.
Exactly. And they're not stopping there. They're continuing to invest in storage innovation, developing new solutions that will push the limits of performance and scalability.
It's impressive how they're approaching this AI opportunity so holistically. They're not just focused on servers. They're thinking about the entire ecosystem, including storage, networking, and services.
You're right. They understand that AI isn't about any single piece of hardware. It's about creating a complete end-to-end solution that lets businesses tap into the full power of AI.
It seems like a recurring theme with Dell is that they're moving away from simply being a hardware vendor and becoming a true technology partner for their customers.
You've hit the nail on the head. That's a key takeaway from this deep dive into Dell's Q3 earnings. They're transforming into a solutions-oriented company that can help businesses navigate the complexities of AI and other emerging technologies.
And this transformation seems to be paying off. They're delivering strong financial results, gaining market share, and establishing themselves as a leader in the AI space. It's impressive how they're using their strengths in hardware and services to create this comprehensive AI ecosystem.
It is. Now, let's take a look at their overall strategy going forward. They've hinted at some ambitious goals for fiscal year 2026 and beyond.
Welcome back. You've heard about Dell's success in AI, their record-breaking ISG revenue, and even the potential challenges and opportunities in their PC business. Now, it's time to distill all this information into some key takeaways.
Yeah, the first takeaway is that Dell is proving AI is more than just hype. It's a real money-making opportunity. That's changing the tech landscape.
And they're not just riding the wave, they're shaping it by offering those comprehensive AI solutions we talked about, going beyond just selling servers.
What's fascinating here is that Dell's success in AI isn't just about being in the right place at the right time. It's about their adaptability and their knack for innovation. They've leveraged their existing strengths in hardware and services to create this thriving AI ecosystem that's attracting all kinds of customers.
It's also clear that Dell is thinking long term. They're focused on balancing growth with profitability, making sure their AI success translates into sustainable financial performance, not just a quick burst, but something that lasts.
Right. Their commitment to innovation is obvious when you look at their product portfolio. It's constantly evolving, from AI-powered servers and PCs to those high-performance storage solutions that can handle the massive data demands of AI.
And it's not just about the technology. They're also becoming more solutions-oriented, building stronger relationships with their customers, and helping them figure out this whole AI adoption process. Dell's Q3 earnings tell a story of growth, transformation, and opportunity. They're a company to watch, not just in AI, but across the tech landscape. Before we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with something to ponder as they think about AI and Dell's place in it.
Okay. Dell is very optimistic about AI driving demand for storage, and they're investing a lot to meet that demand. But could this be just the tip of the iceberg? Could we be on the verge of a whole new era of growth in the storage industry, all fueled by the ever-increasing data needs of AI?
That's a really interesting question. It highlights how AI's impact goes far beyond the companies developing AI algorithms or building the hardware. It's changing entire industries, including storage.
Exactly. As AI gets more sophisticated, the need for storage will only grow. This creates huge opportunities for companies like Dell that are ready to innovate and deliver what the market needs.
That's all the time we have for today's deep dive into Dell's Q3 FY25 earnings. We hope you found this insightful. We encourage you to keep exploring this exciting world of AI and its impact on the tech world. Until next time, keep diving deep.